and I have been in Compo 1 and Compo 3. So my work of experience is there. I have worked with civilian employees at all level, very junior level to very high level. I am an intel officer, so usually in the intelligence community, you have a lot of GG employees instead of GS, and usually the grades for GG employees is a lot higher than GS when we look at the garrison or other organizations. I have been in the Army Reserve for many years, and I know that the structure for the Army Reserve, you know, your GS 7s, 9s, and 11 are the people who carry the water, who carry the bulk of the work that is done in the Army Reserve. And I know that when I was company commander, I have a UA, she was a GS 7, and she, you know, worked super hard every day. Super, super hard every day. So I know that sometimes we have very lower grades who are doing a lot of work, and maybe, you know, some of the questions will come along those lines. But fire away, let me get the first question from the team. And as we talk and get questions, I will give you some of my experiences and some of the things that I have done to develop leaders, some of the things that I have to develop leaders at different levels. Because like I said, when you are working in a four-star headquarters, and when you are working in a unit where you only have one person, and this person has so much on their plate, but you see the potential of that person, you still have to find the time to do professional development so that person can go further than what is what that person can do. So let's start with a question so we can break the ice, and we will take it from there.